Welcome to David Matto Radio.
Hey there, welcome back to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. I'm your host, David Matto. I'll be sharing some Matto wisdom with you today. How are you? I hope you're good. I discovered something a short time ago that I absolutely want to share with you because it's something that, I wouldn't say it's like a total life changer, but it's something that can really help improve your life. Probably about 2 months ago or so, I kind of stumbled upon this place that's around the corner from where I live in Salt Lake City. Now, I will tell you, they have these everywhere. I think most major cities have these. It's a float spa, also known as a sensory deprivation tank or float tank. And before you get scared by that name and everything, it's really, really cool. And it's really, really simple. And I want to share with you what actually happens when you go into a float tank. Well, so I got this place right around the corner from me. I could practically walk there. And you sign up for an hour to an hour and a half. And you go in, they give you this totally private room. You go in to this first room and you take a little shower there. You take your clothes off because this is all done totally without any clothes on, by the way. So if you don't like being naked, then this might not be for you. But you're alone. You're alone. So nobody sees you. So don't worry about that. So you take a shower. And then once the shower is done, you open this other door to get into this, I want to call it like a float tank. But tank sounds a little scary because it sounds really small. This tank is like a very nice size indoor type. It's not as large as a pool. I mean, you can't swim laps or anything, but it's very, very nice size, large enough to like totally spread out. And the idea behind the sensory deprivation float tank is that you, for 1 hour, you experience like an hour of bliss. And for 1 hour, you lay on your back facing up and you just float, and it feels like you're floating in midair, floating in space, because they saturate this water. It's, first of all, the water is room temperature. I'm sorry, body temperature. It's body temperature. So when you get in the water, it doesn't feel hot and it doesn't feel cold. It just feels like you blend in with the temperature of the water. So you don't really know for sure you're in the water because it's exactly what your body temperature is, or very, very close. It's loaded with salts and it's impossible to sink. And anyway, at least the float tank that I go to is probably about, I'm just guessing off the top of my head because I'm not there right now, but maybe 2 feet in depth, maybe 1.5 to 2 feet, maybe 1 to 2 feet, something like that. It's very, very, very shallow. And like I said, you get on your back, you've got the controls right behind you. At least I do in my float tank, and you can, I generally turn off the lights totally. They've got something where you can actually, it appears that there's stars on the ceiling. So imagine floating on your back, you feel weightless. It looks like you're in outer space with stars on the ceiling, and there's music playing in the background. Now, the first couple times I did it, I relied on their house music, and it's like very typical generic relaxation music, probably something you'd hear at a, I don't know if yoga class or like a meditation class or something like that. Just the very typical meditation type music. I took it to the next level and I actually brought my own music. And I generally play something like Pink Floyd or something that's a little bit spacey, a little bit trippy. And I float in space. There are quotes because it's not really in space, but I float on my back in space for 1 full hour. And I think this takes the art of meditation to the next level because, you know, I'm listening to the music, I'm looking at the stars, I'm floating. You really don't have to do anything besides that. You don't have to concentrate on a mantra. You don't have to like repeat anything. You don't have to be breathing any special way. You just lay there and float. And that's it. And when you come out of the session, when I come out of the session, I feel totally like a new person, like rejuvenated. I'll give you a little example. A few weeks ago, I did a session and I almost canceled because I was just feeling under the weather. I had my stomach wasn't feeling right. I just wasn't really feeling well. But I decided not to cancel. I decided to go in there. And after the hour of floating, any like weird ailing feeling that I had, any kind of sick feeling, was gone. Now, I can't guarantee that if you're not feeling well. In fact, I don't even necessarily recommend it if you're not feeling well. But it wasn't terrible. And I just felt like, let's go do it and see what happens. It's a really, really cool experience. I do it about once every 2 weeks now. I would highly recommend giving it a try. The exception would be if you are truly claustrophobic, if you don't like small places. Even though I wouldn't say this is small, it's probably small enough that if you're claustrophobic, you might not feel very comfortable. But for all the rest of us that don't suffer with claustrophobia, and don't worry about not being able to swim. You don't have to swim. You don't have to know how to swim. You're not going to sink. It is loaded with salt, and you have to float. In fact, there's so much salt in this water that if you've got like some type of a cut on your body somewhere, you're going to feel it burn because that's how much it's loaded with salt. And God forbid you touch your eyes by accident, you're going to know it. It's going to burn. And so they give you like a special little spray bottle that if you inadvertently touch your eyes with a salty finger, you just spray water all over, spray regular water all through, all over, and it'll be better in a matter of a minute or so. If you're not sure if your town or city or your location has a float spa, I would go ahead and online Google sensory deprivation tank or float tank or float spa in your area. If you have one, it's going to come up under one of those searches. I promise you. If you don't have one, oh my God, visit a town, visit a city that has one and try to experience it at least once. I think if you experience it once, you're going to be hooked. I'm hooked. I love it. It's just pure bliss, pure relaxation. I don't think you can get any more relaxed than laying on your back in a float tank. That's my message for today. I hope it helps. I try to bring you things that are going to make your life a little bit better every time. I got a really great one for you next episode, so stick with me. If you're not a subscriber yet, make sure you subscribe to this show. It's available on most podcast platforms such as Apple, Apple Music, Spotify, you name it. We're probably there. And if we're not there, just find one where we are. It's the David Matto Lifestyle Show. I will see you next time.